Order.
Councillor Stead has sent in his regrets for today. Has everyone had a chance to look at the agenda? Any deletions or additions?
I just have the one addition, bylaw enforcement officer under new business item two.
Okay. Can we have a mover then?
Okay.
Seconder?
Chair.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, carried. Has everyone had a chance to read the minutes and are we good with the minutes? And can we have a mover for the minutes?
McDougal?
Seconder?
Conkey.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried. And then we will go to financials. Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payment, check number 26313 to 26334 and other 0710 to 0724. Now therefore be it resolved that payments be approved for the amount not to exceed $133,889.28.
Conkey.
Seconder?
McDougal.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Okay. Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payment, other 2725 to 072. Now therefore be it resolved that payments be approved for the amount not to exceed 3,106.909. Mover.
McDougal.
Seconder.
Chair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Then we will go to department reports. There was, of course, the Public Works is in there from July 13th. So that's in your, it's in your package. And that's all we had for this last 2 weeks. Reports of committees. There really were no committee reports for the 2 weeks either. Those are committees that are health committees and things of that nature. And then we will go to verbal reports. Start off with Councillor Stark.
No, none for me.
None for you.
I got nothing.
You.
No,
the only ones that I have is, again, had a museum meeting and they were having a steak dinner on August 20th. I noticed that, you know, I'm saying August 20th, but I noticed that on the poster that was out the other day. August 20th. I thought it was August 13th, so we'll check that out. Tickets are there with Juanita or with Corrine, I guess. And that's it there. So that's all I had, too. This starting to come up now again. We had no work meetings in the last few weeks, so then we will go to, we'll bypass the public hearing, and we'll go to communications. Canadian Nuclear Laboratories invitation to 2026 CNL Regional Gathering of Leaders, Wednesday, September 23rd, 2026. This is the wrap up, I guess, before the next council will come in, if whatever happens there. But I think what we should do is maybe we can do a resolution. Whoever wants to go can go. If you don't go, you don't go. Fair? Can we have a mover for that? Oh, here, I'll read it out. Whereas Canadian Nuclear Laboratories has invited council to their regional gathering of leaders on September 23rd, 2026. Now, therefore, be it resolved that this request is hereby approved, and further be it resolved that they may be reimbursed as per municipal bylaws. A mover.
Conkey.
Seconder.
McDougal.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, number two, Bossier Community Planning Branch, subdivision file 4203-25-7824, conditional approval. So that's noted. We got the additional approval, so that's all good. We don't need anything on that. Number three, the White Mall Child Care Center request for artificial turf supply and installation. Okay, now this is a pretty big request. I mean, for myself, I wouldn't say yes or no at this point, but number one, with the amount that's requested, that's not even in our 2026 budget, and we're already, you know, into August now, so that regardless of what, and I would recommend that, I wouldn't say yes or no to it at this point. I think we need to have a look at what they're asking us for on site and look at the situation and see what the request is all about. It did. They sent a good letter. It's all in there. But the number one factor of it is there's not that kind of money in our budget right now.
No, we don't have that in our reserve right now. Never mind
no
budget for it.
Yeah.
I would say, and I wholeheartedly agree with you, if they wanted to do this on their own dime, I wouldn't be opposed to it. And that's not saying that the RM wouldn't potentially help next year if there's money found in a budget, but maybe they've got money and want to proceed with doing this now on their own dime. I personally wouldn't be against that.
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying. I wouldn't say yes or no, but the situation for us is we watch all the time. We do our projects and put a price on them and try and get those projects done within that. We didn't even budget for this, so it's in the middle. We have a lot of things we've put in already for next year's budget.
So if they had the money themselves, would we be in support as a group for them to move forward on their own with this?
No, that'd be different. They're
geared up to go with these quotes. They just need money. So maybe they have, and I mean, maybe the RM doesn't help, and maybe they're...
Well, if it's a benefit and it helps them and they have the money, well, I'm not going to be against it.
But I
still think what we should do is go and see them. And they're, you know, it's a good organization. We go there, we can have a look at it, just have a look and see what's...
It still won't make money show up this year. Like, I hear you.
Yeah.
But looking at it isn't going to make money come out of a budget.
Not for this year for us. Exactly. No. But
we may not be on council next year, so.
I'm saying council in general, if they were support or doing it, they have to have a look at it.
Absolutely.
Do you want me to draft up a letter for them and have it go to the next council
meeting? Yeah, do it that way.
Kind of thing.
Sure. Okay, good. Number four, Bossier Community Planning Branch. White Mold, ZBLA 77926, report and comments. Really not much for comments in there that I read. If you guys have got anything on it. Pardon?
Nothing from you.
I have this here. Well, the only thing that I was in the provincial comments. I mean, and I can read all that out, but
yeah,
there's a lot.
There was no concerns.
Nothing that is telling us not to move forward.
No.
That's right.
Nothing at all.
My biggest takeaway was mention of the waterways, and that was when the municipality dug white clay out of there and made that burrow.
Yeah.
And now they're kind of considered a waterway. It was never a natural waterway. Yeah. It was a pit that was made.
And then the one that they're even concerned about, we're not selling anyways.
The one with that.
The one with that, we're not selling. So it's really not much of anything, right?
CAO?
That's what I got when I read it as well. That it,
yeah.
The concern, and most of the concerns in regards to drainage is kind of handled in our other bylaws and our other policies.
Yeah. Good. Number five, Manitoba Hydro, Vegetation Management, Rural Municipality of Reynolds, and the Rural Municipality of Weymouth Advisory. It's kind of a note, but if you look at that and you look through it, most of it is all for the RM of Reynolds, and a couple that we have are just on the outskirts of it. Unless somebody sees something different.
No. Correct.
Huh?
Correct.
So it's more of a note for us than... Anything? Anybody got? That's what I recommend. So, okay, good. We'll move on then to number six, Province of Manitoba Emergency Management Organization Quarterly Newsletter. Well, again, that's another info. Then we go to number 7, ratepayers. Rhea Traffic Calming Request, Two Rivers Drive. Which we got a letter from these people there, right? What we've done there so far is, you guys can help me out here, is we've put up some signs already. And our plan is to, right now at this point, is to move ahead and get some flashing signs. And then also report to the RCMP that this is going on and they need to have a look, because we want to have RCMP there for more presence. That's what we, you know, make sure this is happening. But we also have to look at, you know, when we look at our schools and everything, we have a 30 MPH, but those are bylaws that are in place. For us to go and change bylaw or just speeds that are already at 50, I think we probably have to put a bylaw in place for these things. And Lacey, maybe you can.
We're going to look at maybe updating some of our traffic bylaws in general.
Yeah.
And just tidy them up. It's been a while, so we'll see.
Well, right now, even if you have a 30 and you don't have any bylaws in place, there's no enforcement rules. They can't enforce them anyway.
Yeah.
That's the part so all this has got to be looked at. If we want to help them really, that there's some meat to this thing, we got to have these bylaws in place so the RCMP can enforce them. But right now they can show their presence. But we certainly understand what the issues is there, and we're working on it.
So they've specifically asked for the installation of speed bumps or other appropriate traffic calming measures.
Yeah.
Is there a recommendation or anything from Public Works regarding speed bumps? Are they a good thing? Are they a bad thing?
Well, this is not from Public Works. This was just from a conversation that I had with somebody. Said, you know, if you take that first little stretch, we've got to remember the first stretch is ours, then it's government's. It's not even ours. But so you put a couple speed bumps, and these people, when they get by those speed bumps, then they just boot it. And it's all gravel. So someone is walking there and they just boot it, the stones are going to fly. So I don't know, but we certainly understand their situation. I did go by there the other day and I seen lots of people walking there. So now we're going to go and we're going to buy these flashing signs, see if that helps, and talk to the RCMP in person, right?
But the bylaw, I think, is...
Pardon?
The bylaw is important.
Well...
We can put a speed sign if we can.
Well, no.
Yeah, we can have...
Pardon?
We'll just do some tidying up and we can still ask the RCMP for more presence.
Yeah. Oh, yes. We got to do that. We'll go that route for now and then see what we can do. We'll get more information also on the speed bumps and whether it's, can we just go ahead and do that? I don't know. I have no clue.
I just wonder in the wintertime with graders, how that affects snow clearing. And,
yeah, I don't know.
Well, they're pinned into the ground with like a rubber thing pinned down, and I guess it can be lifted up. Then summer.
I don't know. I don't think speed bumps on the road is. They're more for parking lots.
But let's you know, we got the letter in here this week. Certainly understand the situation. We put some signs up there already. We went and ordered some more this morning with flashing and all that on there, right? And we'll take it from there and see how it goes and then continue investigating. Okay. Unfinished business, Lagoon borrowing bylaws. Well, this week we did get some more, a little bit of better news again, because we said we're doing this and we're trying to do, admin is trying to do the best they possibly can with it. And so they've put in some more applications. I think, Lacey, you were talking to someone.
Yes, so Water Services Board put in a grant application for us this week. They submitted it to the federal government as of this week.
Yeah, good. So we can get, you know, that was good news. They're the ones who go back to us, so that's good.
Yeah.
We'll just keep working on it. Have to get more money. Waterline south of Elma, again, you've been communicating with Larry and with the Water Services Board.
Yeah.
This is a slow process. We do understand this, but it's not us holding this up. It's just there's a process to this.
And she's supposed to be getting some updated cost and ideas with how to fix the pressure issue.
Yeah. Okay, good. Zoning bylaw. Again, we can discuss it again. Are we going to have a meeting just on that, just to kind of set it out for the next council? Or are we leaving it for next council? We're getting down to the nitty gritty here now. I'm not sure if that's what we want, if that's what you guys want.
Do we have time to make any changes?
We can do a special meeting come second half of August if you want, just for that. And just let me know the dates and we can arrange that.
Yeah, I think it would be bad to go over.
No, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, we'll give you, how about we'll come up with some...
Some dates.
Some dates for you. Okay, number four, White Mouth Reynolds Planning District Restructuring Bylaw Review. I don't think there's anything new on that.
No update there.
Okay. Number five, again, is the 2026 general election. Just a reminder that the election info session is August 26th here in White Mouth.
I've got a question. Somebody's, the RM of Reynolds is posting their candidates that have filed their papers as they file. Will we be doing that? Or?
We can. I can.
I think it's a good idea. I don't know what others, but they are, Reynolds is doing it, and I think people like it from what I see and hear.
I'll touch base with our SEO and go from there.
Start time for the info session?
I don't know.
Sorry, see?
Start time for that session.
I had the poster. Where was it?
I think it's midnight.
It's on our Facebook page too. But I'll get the start time for you.
Okay. Probably 9 or so, I bet. I don't know, I never did.
Of course, when I'm looking for it, I can't find it.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually how it works. Okay, it is 6:30 to 8:30.
Oh, that's not very long. 6:30 to 8:30, August 26th. Okay. Number six is land sales. I'm asking that we just remove that. We don't have any. We're not doing any. That's old stuff. Okay. We just take it off.
Yep. We have the last offer that we just accepted.
Is it?
We can add it with, if there's another one, we can add it and come back.
We've got a few open contracts. Would council like to withdraw them?
That's up to council.
I don't think I'm misspeaking when I say, I think the intent was for to purchase a grader, which was being done. And
you're talking about the quarter section lands.
There's some little ones with very little interest. There's three parcels that I don't think they're going to sell at this price.
Okay.
But probably a good investment if to sit on.
Tandem fire truck, are we gonna need that for the tanker, are we gonna?
No, not at this point.
For that, or?
No, not at this point.
Or do we leave them open and if somebody is interested, put in a reserve?
But the point of selling them, Mrs. Counselor, was for the grader.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I would say we take it off, if it comes through.
I think we could close, no?
That's what I.
Yeah, I think so.
Myself, and you know, I think we should just close it, it's done its purpose. If somebody comes interested or something like that, again.
Yeah, that's fine.
That can come.
That's fine.
The commercial lots are still, I mean, until this is switched to residential, or from residential to commercial, they are, there's one up for that. Is that something council would want left? I mean, they are for sale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those I would.
Those are, no, that's fine.
That's for development more so.
Yeah, yeah.
The other ones we're trying to cash in for other projects.
Those are for the cost of the development.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like when we sell Seven Sisters, that'll be for the road and.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So, see.
What's your suggestion, Lacy?
Okay, so from what I'm understanding, we'll close the open ones other than the wardrobe way ones.
That's right.
That's.
Yeah.
A resolution for that.
Yeah. Do you want me to draft it now, or do you want it to go to the next meeting?
It can go to the next meeting too, that's fine.
What would you prefer?
No, we can go to the next meeting, it's not a rush.
No, nothing for that.
Okay, and I'll fine tune it so that we have the wardrobe way ones on there with the numbers and yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, then what we have left is we're going to go in camera with it, Lacy. For the next two. There, it's personnel.
Might as well wait and.
Do that after.
Do the hearing first, we gotta wait 5 minutes for the hearing. Scheduled for 1:30.
Yeah, we'll wait for the hearing. Yeah, because we might be in the middle of, then have to come back.
Okay, so did you wanna take a little recess then?
Yep, we could.
Okay.
Go back to the public hearing. So be it resolved that the regular order of business of council be temporarily suspended to open a public hearing to consider an amendment to our zoning bylaw 70620 as amended by bylaw number 77926.
Honky.
Seconder.
Chair.
All in favor? Aye. Carried.
Okay. And I'd just like to remind anybody who wishes to speak, there's a sign-in page just in front of the laptop there.
Okay.
Can you speak on it a little bit?
Pardon?
Just want to see what it's about.
Well, I guess we can. What this particular area is, we had it as commercial quite a while back and then went to residential. I'm hoping that we would sell some lots. And, you know, because it's been there for probably 20 years, is that correct, Council? Something like that, eh? And, you know, we weren't, things just weren't moving. And so we thought, okay, well, let's try residential. We didn't do anything, so we tried residential and didn't work. But we've got, we're going back to industrial because we definitely have movement in that end of it. We've got, you know, four of them up. So that's all it is. We didn't do anything with it. I don't have much more on it. Lacy, do you? I mean, we're just bringing it back to where our first date was.
So yeah. This amendment is just to essentially change a few properties from residential general to commercial industrial.
Yeah.
technicalities out of the way.
Pardon?
Test the technicalities out of the way. When you say you had movement, are you able to say what it was?
Well, we have four lots that we can sell. If it's back to.
For industrial?
Yes.
Yeah. Commercial.
Commercial.
Commercial. We have.
So you have interest, basically?
Yeah.
We have four accepted conditional offers subject to the finalization of this being.
Yeah.
Changed back to commercial from residential.
Are you able to say what kind of industrial lots or what would be going in there?
We don't even know.
I'm not sure what kind. Not sure.
I guess what you're voting to approve it, but you don't. You have already have conditional agreements. You're voting to approve it today or to amend it. But you don't know what's going in. So how can you have done, you know, say, maybe an environmental study, an engineering study? How could you have done that if you don't know what's even going in?
Well, the way that works is if he was going to do something there, if he buys it, he can buy it. He can do what he wants with it.
So that would be the after the fact.
Then he would buy it, and then that would have to happen. You know, if those things were required, he'd have to. And if it didn't work, then he'd be screwed.
There's still parts of, we have bylaws in regards to
we have bylaws for all that stuff in place.
We have bylaws in regards to the drainage
and
whatnot.
Yeah.
So they still have to adhere to those bylaws as well.
And the development agreement.
Yes.
Well, if he was doing something that wouldn't meet our bylaws and all that.
Are those development agreements made public here?
What?
We don't. We do have some development agreements, and they're attached to the properties usually.
So not public?
They can be requested.
Like you're saying, FIPA, basically?
Sorry?
Like a FIPA request, or like, is that something I could just call you?
Well, we'd have to redact any of the confidential information in it.
Yeah, for sure.
So essentially that, because we'd have to redact any names and whatnot like that.
Yeah.
But the general gist of them. We do that for certain developments that have happened. They might have a development agreement attached to them where they're responsible for adhering to certain requirements, like building, drainage. They might be required to get a drainage engineering assessment done,
yeah, sure.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
I think that plays out. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. Good question.
And that this was originally a complete commercial zone.
Yeah,
so
it was.
The little change for that half of that only happened a few years ago where it was changed to.
Going away though, right? Like, it's going industrial now, it sounds like.
From residential to commercial.
Okay.
We actually had more opposition. We had opposition when we changed it to
residential. Yeah.
And now nobody's opposed that I hear yet.
No,
if you're not opposed, then nobody's opposed to it going back to commercial from what I see.
When we went to residential, people said, no, don't go to residential. Just leave it the way it was with, you know. And we thought, well, it's been like that for 20 years. What's going on? You know, it's not moving. So we made a choice to go to residential.
And people saying
they were going to buy them.
And
it didn't happen. So now they're saying go back. So we're going back. We hope it does.
Yeah. We had an investor that.
A couple of decades is a long time to be waiting.
Well, it is. It's much too long.
I guess that's municipal property, I guess, like that chunk.
Yes. Yeah, it's municipal.
Just sitting on the dossier, not moving. So.
Yeah. Same thing in Seven Sisters. We have an industrial.
It's nice property, but
we
had a lot. We put those in. Well, we sold every lot. Let's put it that way. The ones that we had, what do we have? 13, 14?
13
or 14, and they were all sold.
That's all housing, I guess. That's all housing.
Commercial, industrial.
Yes. We got to develop some more. There's some more lots that just have to be zoned or what's the word I'm looking for?
Subdividing. Finalization of the subdivision.
I
think the majority of the Natalie Lake ones, commercial development, it's mostly commercial, not really industrial. It's primarily commercial, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But that one went well.
Uh-huh.
This one's
slow. Yeah, but that's for 20 years too? Or how long was that, Natalie Lake?
It did, but we didn't do anything with it. And then we built the road through there, and boom, everything was gone.
That's usually how it goes.
Same with this here. Got it started, and then, you know, Once you get one sold in an area like that, eh? Hopefully something comes up though.
And the road too is an issue. You need to sell the lots to build a road. And people, there's no road, they can buy the lots.
No, 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 they're not. Okay, well, we'll move on. Can you give me the? So be it resolved that, oh, that's not it. Okay.
I'm just verifying nobody else has anything else.
Yeah, nobody else. Nobody else. Nobody in council? No? Okay. Be it resolved that the business of public hearing is now completed and the public hearing closed. And be it further resolved that council now return to their former order of business of this council meeting.
Okay.
Seconder.
Chair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, be it resolved that bylaw number 77926, being a bylaw to amend the rural municipality of White Mills zoning bylaw, be given second reading. A mover, please.
Okay.
Seconder.
Stared.
All in favor?
I'm abstaining.
Pardon?
I'm abstaining.
Abstaining.
Note that.
Noted. Councillor McDougall. And be it resolved that bylaw number 77926, being a bylaw to amend the rural municipality of White Mills zoning bylaw, be given third reading. A mover, please.
Okay.
Seconder.
Here.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And Councilman McDougall abstained. Be it resolved that council recess the regular meeting and go in camera as per section 1523 of the Municipal Act to discuss the following items. Legal.
No, personnel.
Personnel.
And personnel, legal personnel. And therefore be it resolved that all matters discussed are to remain confidential as per section 83(1)(d) of the Municipal Act.
Okay.
Seconder.
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
Whereas advertisements as per the collective agreement have been placed and applications received for a grader operator, and now therefore be it resolved that Alex Shendrowski be hereby selected as a successful applicant, and further be it resolved to he be compensated as per the collective agreement.
Okay.
Seconder.
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Whereas applications for a second bylaw officer has been advertised, applications received, and interviews held. Now therefore be it resolved that Neil Greenslade be hereby contracted as a second bylaw officer commencing July 28, 2025. And further be it resolved that he be reimbursed at the rate of pay of $25 per hour plus mileage as per municipal bylaw. Mover.
McDougall.
Seconder.
Bonkey.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Carried. Be it resolved that the regular business has concluded and this meeting does hereby adjourn at 1:52 p.m.
Okay.
Seconder.
Stare.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.